long to be in that place where I'll be a nobody worshiping the Savior, who alone deserves all honor and praise. Always take the position this Roman centurion took. I am not worthy. I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercies. You know, when you come to that place, I'll tell you something. All grumbling, murmuring, complaining will be eliminated from your life permanently. You wonder why you cannot get rid of those sins? It's because you think you deserve something. Come to the place where you recognize you deserve nothing. If I ask God to give me what I deserve, it's hell. Don't ever ask God to give you what you deserve. It's dangerous. Hell! Lord, give me what I don't deserve. I'm not worthy. I believe it's the worshipers who have the maximum faith. And to help us to come to this place, all you need to do is remember your past life. I do that frequently, I'll tell you honestly. Very frequently when I'm by myself. I don't know what thoughts you think when you're by yourself. People think all types of thoughts when they're by themselves. When I'm free from other thinking, one of the thoughts I think about is all the wretched things I ever did in my life, from as far back as I can remember, from my childhood, unconverted days after conversion. I remember them, remember them, remember them. Is it right to remember it? I don't feel guilty about any of those things because it is all cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if you're not sure that the blood of Jesus has cleansed all your past life, please don't think about it. It'll make you guilty, it'll make you condemn yourself, you'll get into all types of problems. I'm only speaking to those who believe that they have confessed all their past sins, that every sin has been cleansed in the blood of Christ, and who believe that Jesus says, your sins and your iniquities I will remember no more. If you're sure of that, then come to this next step. Otherwise, don't come there. And the next step is, remember those sins. And it says, I'll tell you why. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, and verse 9. And I want to paraphrase this verse to you, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9. If you forget all your past sins, you will become blind spiritually or short-sighted. Do you want to be blind spiritually? Just never think about your past sins. And you'll be the blindest among all the believers. God has opened my spiritual eyes to see amazing truths in Scripture. I'm not blind because I remember my past sins, which have all been cleansed, which God says He will not remember. But I will not forget them because it says if I forget it, I'll be blind. And why do I remember it? So that I can fall on my face before God and say, I'm not worthy. So that I can be saved from spiritual pride. So that I can be saved from thinking that I deserve something from God. I remember years ago when I was praying for something, I don't know what it was, something earthly for me or my family or something, I was praying. And I said something like this to God. I said, Father, I have tried selflessly to serve you for so many years. Can you do this little thing for me or my family? Lord said, no, won't do it. Because you're coming in your own worthiness. I have done something for you. Then you're coming in your name. That day I understood a little more of what it means to come in the name of Jesus. So never again do I pray like that. Now I say, Lord, not because of who I am or what I did, but because Jesus died for a sinner like me. Jesus died for a wretch like me. Can you do this for Jesus' sake? The Lord says, sure, I'll do it. Very often, we think God owes us something because we have done something for Him. And a lot of charismatic Christianity teaches us that. Give your money to God, God will bless you. As if God owes us something. What am I giving to God? What He gave me. What do you have that you did not receive from God? Are you doing God a great favor to God even if you give 10% of your income? Who gave it to you in the first place? Who gave you the ability to earn money? Don't any of you think that if you gave a large offering to God, it was a fantastic thing you did. Absolute rubbish. You gave a small, teeny-weeny bit of what God gave you. No, that's not the way. To recognize I deserve nothing. And if I get anything, it's undeserved. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come to my house. I'm not worthy that you should be my friend. I'm not worthy that you should call me your servant. I'm not worthy of anything. I'm not worthy, Lord. And the more I take that place, faith increases. That is the first step. And as I said, the thing that will help me is to recognize my past sins. You see, because this business of worthiness, feeling worthy, is because we compare ourselves with other believers. I don't know the past sins you committed. I'm sure that some of you committed some terrible things in your younger days, in your past life, which you would be absolutely, you'd like to run out of this hall if it was portrayed on the screen. You, who now have a reputation as a holy man, holy woman, and elder brother, all this type of reputation, if your past life was portrayed on the screen, you would have to hide your face and run. Isn't that right? God doesn't do it. He's so good. He's blotted it out. He says, I will not remember your past sins and I will not reveal it to anybody else either. That's just between you and me. So don't have high thoughts about yourself. Remember your past sins and recognize how good God is that He doesn't reveal it to other people, and learn something from that, that you don't go revealing other people's past sins to other people. I'm surprised at people whose own past sins are so terrible and God has covered it up, that they so glibly go and reveal other people's sins to other people for no purpose at all. So-and-so is like this, and so-and-so did this, and so-and-so said this. Brother, who are you talking so much about the evil of other people's? Let me tell me something about your past life. How did you live in your teenage days? Tell me what all you were involved in before you find fault with, pick out little specks from people's eyes. Remember your past sins. I would exhort all of you. Don't ever forget what you are purified from. And that's the reason for a lot of blindness among Christians. Blindness of this lack of spiritual vision. They're not able to see Jesus clearly. They're not able to see the scriptures clearly. Start here. Lord, I'm not worthy. And Jesus will be astonished at your faith one day. I want to astonish Jesus with my faith. Trust Him for great things.